Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning, everyone. And thanks also to you, Mr. Chair, and your teams for yours and your team's efforts to guide the work of this GGE, both during the intersessional discussions and with the circulation of the draft report last week. The ICRC is encouraged to see certain key elements reflected across many proposals submitted by states, including the proposals shared and discussed in March, those circulated just before this week's meeting, and the updated proposal by Chile and Mexico outlined by the distinguished representatives of Mexico and Chile yesterday afternoon. We also note that the draft report circulated by the chair is clear, succinct, and, well, most importantly, focused on the key areas of overlap between the proposals submitted by states. Two areas of overlap we would emphasize, we also highlighted in March and during the intersessional discussions, are firstly the requirement for context-specific, appropriately situated human judgment in the use of force, including in specific attacks. As many delegations have emphasized before, this is an anchor for IHL compliance, compliance with international humanitarian law. It's an anchor for responsibility, and it's an anchor for addressing the ethical considerations and concerns raised by autonomous weapons systems. And for the ICRC, it follows from this observation that preserving human control and judgment in practice requires certain limits on the development and use of autonomous weapon systems. I think this is, at this stage, a relatively uncontroversial thing to say. And this really leads to the second aspect reflected in the proposals and, as mentioned by many delegations already during this week's meeting, and that is support for a two-tier approach to addressing the challenges specific to autonomous weapons that would encompass, firstly, the prohibition of unacceptable types of autonomous weapons, including the recognition that certain autonomous weapons are already prohibited under existing international humanitarian law or are indeed ethically unacceptable. And secondly, that specific restrictions and limitations on and or requirements for the development and use of non-prohibited autonomous weapons are necessary. From the ICRC's perspective, the elements of various proposals that are of most value in addressing the specific challenges raised by autonomous weapon systems are those that do not simply restate existing rules of international humanitarian law applicable to all weapons, but rather respond specifically to the topic of our discussion by putting into practice the requirement to ensure human judgment and control in the use of force. In other words, operationalizing this notion by specifying concrete prohibitions and restrictions on the design and use of autonomous weapon systems. And in that sense, the ICRC is encouraged, as we say, to see these key overlaps in the proposals on human judgment on this two-tier approach reflected in the chair's draft report. There are a few areas, of course, we think the draft report could be further strengthened, in particular with respect to articulation of the limits outlined in paragraph 17 and the specificity of the controls and requirements outlined in paragraph 18, including on both of those counts to take into account the ethical concerns specific to autonomous weapons. And also, of course, with respect to the direction given to the future work of this GGE in the recommendations. As is well known, the ICRC's view is that prohibitions, limits, controls, and requirements for autonomous weapons systems should be established in the form of new legally binding rules. So we very much look forward to that discussion on the draft report and perhaps providing some more specific suggestions when we move to that discussion. Overall, however, the ICRC urges high contracting parties to really take this opportunity to ensure that the important areas of common ground within this group are reflected in the outcome of this meeting. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I think